usually every St. Patrick's Day. I don't know, maybe it is an Irish thing.
Is your family Irish?
My name is Jameson. My hair is red. I have freckles. I'm Tom.
And I'm Lewis.
And welcome to the Food Frenzy Podcast. Ooh, that was smooth.
Smooth.
Well, like we said, welcome to the Food Frenzy Podcast. Back again here on FHN Today TV, on Spotify and Podbean, wherever you get your podcasts. We're lucky to have you. Today we're talking about our holiday specials that we've done so far on Food Frenzy. So we have two of them so far.
Yeah.
We have the holiday special just right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Where we made an apple pie without instructions. All right. And then, of course, our most recent one where we dipped things in chocolate. So, the pie. We made a pie, obviously, like we said. No instructions. It was an apple pie. How did that go?
It went better than both of us thought.
Yeah. I was not expecting it to have flavor, be edible, be in the shape of a pie. I mean, like, we had very low expectations going in.
I didn't really think the crust was going to be as good as it was.
Yeah, the crust actually turned out really well.
Uh-huh.
Then we, like, baked the additional parts of the crust. All of it turned out really well. That was cooked well. The only problem was the bottom part of the crust kind of deteriorated.
It was just because there was a lot of moisture. And I'm pretty sure
too much moisture
before you cook a pie, you're supposed to cook the crust.
Yeah,
a little bit in
the
oven, and we didn't do that.
Yeah, we probably should have done
that. We used raw dough, and ours was a little bit liquidy, but I feel like that wouldn't really matter. Yeah, we should have.
I mean, I've never cooked a pie before then.
No, I haven't either. That was my first time cooking a pie.
That was fun. That was a little experiment time. Tom and Lewis in the kitchen.
Yes.
Those are episodes that I enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy cooking. You enjoy cooking. We both work in food.
The only problem with those is I have to bring so many cameras back to my house that, like the setup, like, when we did Lion's Choice, it literally took us, like, 30 minutes to record. We just had to drive to Lion's Choice, get the ice cream, and review it. When we record at my house, it takes us hours.
Yeah, and then most of the times, we'll forget to do something. That time, we were lucky. And that time, we recorded on my phone. Or the Valentine's Day one, we recorded on my phone. And then the one that we record, the pie one was with the setup.
Yeah, I like the phone way better. When we just recorded on the phone, we got those like up close shots of the chocolate, and then we went back and ate it in the car.
Yeah, that was funny. That was good. So shout out Manfold for that idea.
The chocolate episode. Now, what worked with the chocolate and what didn't work? Would you say?
I have something to say after that. It just made me think about something. But
all right.
most of the sweet stuff that we tried, like the fruit.
All of the fruit was pretty good.
Minus the grapes. Grapes were a little bit weird.
The grapes just didn't need the chocolate, you know?
It just wasn't necessary. Yeah, it was just kind of weird.
Pineapple surprised me. Like, pineapple, it wasn't as good as strawberry, for example. But I didn't think pineapple would really go with chocolate. But it kind of did.
Yeah.
It worked. Like, I'd eat that.
Yeah,
pineapple
for sure.
And strawberry were the two of the better ones.
For sure. I would be interested to see, like, how watermelon or some of the, like, chocolate-covered cherries are a thing. Like, that's a thing.
Yeah, chocolate-covered cherries are a thing. Those are really good. Yeah. We didn't make any of those because cherries are expensive and Food Frenzy's on a budget.
Word. And honestly,
we're
don't
still really in the middle of the Food Frenzy budget crisis.
Yes.
2020.
That is a thing. It is real. Any donations?
Please.
Just
slide them under the door.
So, over Valentine's Day, I made chocolate-covered strawberries. And what I figured out doing some research is that whenever you add a lot of moisture in a melted chocolate, it scratches the chocolate. There's, like, an actual word for it, but it makes... You know how
I like scratching the chocolate.
You know how towards the end it was getting kind of lumpy?
Yeah, and it that, wouldn't stick to anything.
That
and
was
just
from
weird.
Like all whenever
of the fruit juices and stuff.
Yeah, whenever like the pickle juices were kind of in there a little bit, but that was towards the end. Like we didn't mix pickle juices with like everything.
Yeah, we did all the stuff that we thought would taste good first.
Yeah, and
then
the pickle,
by the end we were just dipping chips in there. So and sushi.
Yeah, I figured that out. That liquid in like. That chocolate kind of messes it up. But I don't really think it affected the flavor at all. It was just kind of weird.
Well, like, sometimes the chocolate would fall off. But it's like, are you really expecting chocolate to stay on a chip that well?
Yeah. And, you know? And also, you know, you're supposed to let it sit and, like, set for a while. And we did, like, 30 minutes. It was good enough.
We did, like, 20 minutes, 15 minutes in the fridge. And I said, you know what? Let's eat this.
Yeah, it's good enough.
Okay, but afterwards... I felt so sick. Like, that was way too much sugar.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I mean, like...
For sure.
Of course, the pie dipped in chocolate was a bit over the top.
You had a bite of that and set it down. Like, editing the video, I noticed that you just had, like, maybe a couple bites.
I had two bites of that. Like, to this day, I wish I, like, finished it because it was so good. That was my favorite thing that we ate that day was the chocolate-covered pie. But since we ate it last... I was just done with chocolate.
Right after the video, you were like, I don't feel good.
I don't feel good. Exactly. No, I was... That wasn't a fun day after that.
Yeah. I didn't really have that many problems. I didn't really eat much that day. I don't know how I didn't really... Most things, I didn't eat all of it. Like, I would take a little small bite or just a bite to taste it. What I noticed editing...
I ate all of them.
Yeah, what I noticed editing is that every single one you ate in, like, one bite.
I ate it in one bite. Yeah, exactly. No, you got to get the full experience. Like, nobody eats a chocolate-covered strawberry by, like, nibbling it, You're just sitting there, like, nibbling the chocolate. No, that's not fun. Way less fun.
It's funny.
I think it was the chocolate-covered sushi that got me.
Oh, yeah. That'll get you for sure.
That was just such an obscure flavor. I don't know why I tried it. I had sushi in my fridge. We had extra chocolate. I was like, this could be fun. It was not.
No. I mean, you can try it if you want to, but it's not recommended.
Highly not recommended. 0 out of 12 stars from Food Frenzy here on that one. But, yeah. So, coming up, the next holiday we have...
St. Patrick's Day. Yep. Two weeks on Tuesday or 3 weeks? March 17th.
That sounds good.
I think.
Probably.
That video will be up the Thursday before
we leave for spring break.
We
got two more food frenzies before spring break. So keep in mind, if you guys have any ideas for food frenzy, you want to see something, you want to pay the money for us to go someplace expensive, just slide that money under the door.
Mm-hmm. And
with like a little note tape to it and what you want us to do. We'll get it. Don't worry.
if you guys can't make it to the room or something, like, we understand.
Just text us.
Yeah. Apple Pay will work too.
Apple Pay. We'll accept credit cards.
For ideas, though, if you guys
have...
Just
hand us your credit card.
I promise I won't do anything that bad. For ideas, though, if you guys have any ideas, make sure to DM FHN today or... if you see one of us in the hallways, don't be scared to say, like, hey, this would be cool. Take it, for sure.
We love talking to our 20-plus viewers. It's great. It's really great. So St. Patrick's Day, a little bit of a sneak preview here. We've been looking at Reuben's.
Mm-hmm. And I have never had a Reuben sandwich.
I mean, my family has a tradition. We've eaten Reuben's in the past. Usually every St. Patrick's Day. I don't know, maybe it is an Irish thing.
Is your family Irish?
My name's Jameson. My hair is red. I have freckles.
Yeah, I knew that. I was just testing you. It was for the interview. I was just acting, you know the business, you know.
This is like, I'm playing a role out here in the character. Yeah, but the Reubens should be good. All kinds of places have Reubens, so look out for that to see where you guys should be going for your St. Patrick's Day Reuben.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Reubens are weird because Reubens, it's a collection of food that doesn't usually taste good.
Yeah, what is it, separately? Like rye bread and corned beef?
Corned beef, sauerkraut, Thousand Island dressing. A Thousand Island dressing, it's good, but it's like I'm not going to eat it by the spoonful. Sauerkraut, like, sauerkraut's like, I don't know, I like it personally, but I'm not just going to eat it, you know, unless it's on something.
What's in sauerkraut?
What's in sauerkraut?
I have no clue.
Hey, Siri, what's in sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut is made up of cabbage, table salt, and water.
It's like soggy cabbage.
It's soggy cabbage.
All right.
Yeah, it's a pickled cabbage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pickled cabbage.
No, you have to have that part.
The whole part.
Hey, Siri. Anyway, yeah, that's just weird bunch of ingredients that I've never, I've never had a Reuben.
Reubens are a unique flavor. Like, there's no better way to describe it. You've never had a Reuben?
No, I'm excited. I'm excited for that video whenever we figure out a time to record that.
Yeah. We were hoping for a snow day.
Oh, my gosh. I was so excited.
But we didn't have
that.
But it should be good. Look forward to the Reubens coming up soon. Like we said before, if you have any other ideas, what you want to see from Food Frenzy, just shout us out. Let us know. And also, FHN All Day, All Night is underway.
Aw, snap.
FHN All Day 2.0. We might even record a Food Frenzy during it.
Uh-huh.
All right? Last time FHN All Day was 12 hours.
Yep.
This time it's 24.
Snap!
Double the FHN All Day.
Double the...
FHN All Day.
Double the fun.
Followed by FHN All Night.
Uh-huh.
Lewis and I will be cruising around most of the night.
I got the night shift. All right.
I have the 24-hour all-day shift.
I didn't ask. No one asked.
No one asked.
No. Anyway, it's going to be an awesome time. That should be up around when our St. Patrick's Day, March
17th?
March 12th.
March 12th. St. Patrick's Day episode and FHN All Day coming up in the same day.
We could have a watch party. Like watching the video on the podcast. Wow.
We'll do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So this will be great. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
FHN All Day is going to be super fun. We're good. Like I said, we might be recording some Food Frenzies in the middle of the night. So if we are tired on Food Frenzies coming up in the future, it's because we recorded them at 4 a.m.
Yeah. And if you guys have any questions or anything like that, we might have a poll on Instagram of questions that you guys can ask us and we'll answer them on the podcast.
Yeah. Or if you want to ask us questions and we'll answer them on this podcast too. Mm-hmm. Or on Food Frenzy, the episodes.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Really appreciate your listenership.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate those
ears.
Yeah.
Of yours.
Letting my sound waves go into the air around you.
Anyways, we will see you guys next Thursday with a new Food Frenzy. We're looking forward to it. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what you want to see next. See you guys next time.
See you guys later.
Sauce.